Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Thanks for joining us today. In just a few moments, we're going to be talking about what happened in Flint 4 years ago when Attorney General Bill Schuette announced a criminal investigation. To date, no one has served a day in jail. With time running out to hold anyone accountable, we'll check in on where things stand. But first, as you've been hearing in the newscast today, the state of Michigan is suing 17 defendants seeking damages for widespread PFAS contamination. PFAS, of course, is a class of toxic chemicals, also known as forever chemicals, because they take millions of years to break down in the environment. Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody joins us with the lowdown. Steve, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Tell us about who the state is suing. Who are the defendants in this case?
The defendants in this case are companies that produced PFAS chemicals as part of their production of various products, various consumer products and others. And it includes some of the biggest names in American industry, like 3M and DuPont, as well as a lot of other smaller companies that the average person wouldn't know offhand.
What does the suit claim?
The suit claims that these companies were aware of the dangers that PFAS presented to human health and to the environment, and knew it for many years, but didn't disclose that information, in part to protect their bottom lines.
The lawsuit was filed in Washtenaw County Circuit Court on Tuesday, right?
That is correct.
What's happened since then? Have the defendants said anything about these charges?
I've talked to a couple of different representatives from different companies. DuPont, they say that this suit has no merit whatsoever, and they say that they are not involved in any kind of production involving PFAS chemicals. Now, 3M has also criticized the lawsuit. They insist that they have done their best to release this information and to show that, you know, what they knew and when they knew it. There is some question, though, about how forthcoming 3M has been through this process.
And what is the state seeking if the suit's successful?
Well, the state is seeking financial damages from these companies to help with the cleanup of these chemicals. There currently are about 74 sites around the state where PFAS contamination has been documented. And it costs the state about $25 million a year to identify these sites and to get a sense of their size. But the cleanup of these sites is going to cost much, much more money. And so at this point, it's not exactly clear what the state hopes to get, but it probably would be in the hundreds of millions of dollars. As an example of what another state has done, 3M and the state of Minnesota reached a settlement of litigation there where 3M agreed to pay the state of Minnesota $850 million. Now, it's not exactly an apples and oranges comparison between what the state of Michigan has filed and what the state of Minnesota had filed, but that's an example of what the state of Michigan might be looking at in this lawsuit.
Steve, thanks very much for the update.
You're welcome.
Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody.